This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Please enjoy the show.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Ours is a clean and healthy city. Every child policy knows to promote wellness by avoiding skin-to-skin contact and discharging all sneezes and coughs directly into one's own clenched fist. Some of our immaculate nature, however, is a benefit passed down by the brilliant civic planning of the founders of Heart Life. For instance, consider the hygienic necessity of waste-filled gullets. A gullet is a long, tiled hallway which connects a putrescible waste field to a nearby thoroughfare. Passers-by maintain a safe distance from the waste fields, minimizing their exposure to unflattering biological realities. A gullet also provides a space for our industrious PWCs to cleanse themselves and the tools of their trade before they return to the more palatable environs of our city. Complete with drains lining the floor and a 1,000-gallon tank of the disinfectant known as Man Dip, the gullet serves as a PWC's locker room, shower room, and yes, even lunch room. Ordinarily, the gullet is a welcome sight to a PWC. But tonight, dear listener, in the midst of the ant invasion, the gullet of Waste Field 3 is about to become a conduit to terror. Stepping out of the relative safety of Waste Field 3, Clear Skies Tim takes little comfort in the cool air of the gullet. Rows of empty environmental suits, once used by the PWCs, hang from the walls. Faceless sentinels, silent as the grave. At the end of the shadowy corridor is an intersection, leading to the tunnels beyond. Tunnels now infested with innumerable, insidious ant people.
Scare me.
Sorry, pal. Hey, leave them open, would you? I'm going back in a sec.
It's not safe to leave the door to the waste field open.
It's not safe to bathe in chemicals used to sterilize equipment either, but I'm doing it.
Did Archie tell you it was okay to bathe in the Man Dip?
Yeah. Where is he, anyway?
He's back in the field throwing up little red shapes. You know, like folks do after they bathe in the Man Dip.
I think I'll get out. You on guard duty now?
Yeah. Catch you later.
Okay.
Halt! Who goes there?
Dang it, it's me, Grayson.
I'm Grayson!
I know, it's me. Clear Skies Tim?
Oh, Clear Skies Tim. Sorry, buddy. Feeling real jumpy tonight. Ready for anything, you know?
You're sweating.
Yeah. Remember how the old man hollered at us because Sully fell asleep on guard duty this morning and let that ant scout in?
Yeah, of course I remember. Me and Jack ran it down the incinerator chute.
Yeah, so I mentioned how I was sleepy to Mr. Funny Pants, and he gave me some of his showbiz pills. Now I can't even close my eyes. Feels great.
Grayson, drugs are not a healthy option.
Hey, want to see me do this hammer trick I made up?
No, I'm good. Look, Grayson, your shift is up soon, so...
I gotta practice before I show it to Sully. Girls like show-offs, and girls like guys who know how to use hammers, so I figured two birds, one stone, you know?
Have you even had a conversation with Sully?
No, but I've seen her, and I'm getting too old not to have a sweetheart, especially with the whole world going to hell and all.
Yeah.
Hey, want to know something neat? I figured it out this morning. This gullet is directly underneath the Brown Line People Mover Station. Isn't that wild? The Brown Line. Right above all this dookie? You think they did it on purpose? I mean, they did that on purpose.
Guys, there's an ant coming out of the field! How the hell is there an ant coming out of the field?
It crawled back up to the incinerator.
Kill it!
Be careful. Don't let it hurt you.
I'm on it! Oh, my hammer!
Grayson!
Sorry!
Hang on, we're coming to help you. You too, Jack.
But I'm naked.
Who's the ant?
Easy now. Don't make any sudden moves.
What's it doing?
I think it's scared.
It
Ugh, is that ant pee?
God, it smells.
Kill it before it gets away!
With what?
No, stay back!
Don't worry, Sully. I've got this.
Brace and catch!
He caught it!
He's on drugs!
I'm invincible! Eat your heart.
Wow. That was
just the right amount of violence. Good work, boys. The Henderson would be proud. Woof, that is pungent.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
That ant just peed all over the place. I didn't know they did that.
It's not pee. It's a chemical message. It's how ants communicate.
How do you know that?
Everyone knows that.
It's true, Tim. Everyone knows that.
Aw.
Then what's the message?
Well, Stephen, what would you say to your friends if you were about to be hammered to death by hostile life forms?
Well, I'd... Oh, this could be bad.
Yeah.
You guys hear that?
Battle stations, everyone! Sully, Stephen, gather our fighters from the field. Tell them to grab shovels and as much of the brown stuff as they can muster. Go! Tim, Grayson, drag the trough of man dip to the end of the gullet and dump it. It's slippery and diabolically flammable. Should buy us some time.
Right! Wait, what's happening?
Bath time's over, Jack. Put on the poop suit.
Can I just get my clothes? They're literally right over there.
No time! Now shut up and help with the tub.
Fine.
Just don't push the red button on the sleeve of that thing, or you'll be trapped in an environmental hazard bubble all night.
Great.
Are you still here? Go, man, go!
Hey, need a hand?
Yeah. Old man, they're getting closer.
Then push faster.
Here we go. Dump it. Good job.
Thanks.
Ah! Well, that's slick. How much time do you think we have
before— Here! Get back to the waste field! Run!
All right, way to go, fellas! Now let's lock ourselves up in the field before they figure out how to walk through that stuff.
No! We stay! We fight!
There's six of them!
Get behind me, all of you! Ant people, if you can understand me, then know this. Wastefield number 3 belongs to the Hendersonians. Try to take it from us, and we will cast you back to the center of the earth. Watch this.
Yes!
Diabolical!
Great shot!
We're here!
We're ready to fight!
Oh, jeez!
Where the hell were you guys?
This is everybody?
Everyone that can fight?
Well, you slowpokes just missed all the action.
No, they didn't.
Look, there's 4 more climbing over the dead ones.
12. You just can't see the others from this angle.
Marching in formation to hide their numbers. Clever beasts.
There's too many of them.
Well, then... If I'm going to die this day, then I'm going to die grinding a fistful of dookie into the eyes of my enemies. Alrighty, boys. Weapons up! To the death!
To the death!
Tim, look out! Tim!
Nice hit, Grayson. Right in the antenna.
Help me find Tim.
All right, just watch where you're going.
Oh, shit!
Whoa!
You inflated the environmental hazard bubble, you moron! Oh, help! The ants! They're biting it! Ah!
They can't break through!
The bubble's too tough!
Ha! Everyone, grab the suits off the walls and hit those buttons! Frontline, fall back! Now everyone, wedge those bubbles together nice and tight! Don't leave any room for them to get through!
We did it! They can't break through!
Great idea, Jack!
Get me out of here!
No can do, comrade!
Did we win?
Well, we didn't lose.
My cane. They broke it.
Here. take my axe.
Seriously, guys? They're like 2 inches from my face over here.
Sit tight, Jack. I'm sure they'll get bored and go away eventually.
Whoa, guys, they're doing something weird. They're backing off, making room for a little one. It's weird looking.
How weird?
It's kind of shiny, like glass, and I can see through its butt. There's some sort of juice in there sloshing around. Hold on. Now it's pointing its butt at me.
We should get back to the field.
It's spraying the bubble with some kind of...
It's full of acid!
Everybody fall back!
No! We stand our ground! Shuttles up!
It's popping all of them!
Help! Ah, it's burning me!
Jack!
We gotta save him!
Don't be stupid, Grayson.
If saving my friend is stupid, then stupid things are what I'm... Yeah!
Yeah! Spoken like a true Hendersonian. Backline! Just like we practiced! Sling that shit as hard as you can! Hold them back and make a hole for these boys!
You heard the old man! Shovel! Take aim! Fling!
You think flinging poo is going to stop them?
No. But it is fun!
Fling it, please!
Tim! Grayson! Go now!
Come on, Tim! Keep up!
Ah, son of a gun in my ear!
Jack!
Down here!
Get back! He's tangled up in the bursted bubble!
Back! Get away from him!
Nice! Right in the eye! Oh crap, they're all coming back!
Get up!
I can't! I'm stuck in this stupid plastic!
Drag him back to the field!
Oh, here they come!
Oh!
Faster! Oh god!
Shovels up, boys! Stick and move!
Fall back!
Belay that! Hold your ground!
We can't win!
She's right! Everybody back to the field!
Grayson, carry me, please!
The whole gullet's full of them!
They're crawling on the ceiling, all over the goddamn walls!
We cannot retreat! If they reach the field, then our sick and injured will be slaughtered! Now sling harder!
If we don't fall back, we'll be slaughtered!
Guys, look up! Something's ripping through the ceiling!
Hello there!
Captain Allison!
Thanks for your help, Pete!
You're welcome, Miss Allison. Would you like me to set the last explosive charge?
Yeah, and be quick about it.
Okey-doke.
Where did you come from?
The people mover station upstairs. Okay, everybody who wants to live, get back in that waste field. The charges upstairs are on a 5-second fuse.
But if we lose the gullet...
Now!
You know what? Fuck the gullet! Run!
You dropped a people mover on him.
Ha ha!
You dropped a people mover right on top of him.
Yeah.
You blew up the ceiling, and then you dropped a people mover on him.
Well, I had some help from the mole people.
You saved us, Captain. You destroyed their only way in.
That's right. Now let's pack up these survivors and get the hell out of here before they send reinforcements. How do we get out of here now?
We don't. She destroyed the only way out.
Well... Shit.
Shit indeed, dear listener. Through a cunning misappropriation of public transit resources, Allison Dalton saved the ragtag band of Hendersonians, but did her stratagem only delay the inevitable? Has the help of this headstrong heroine hobbled the hapless Hendersonians' hopes of escaping? Find out next time as the story of Our Fair City continues.
Loyal Policies, thank you for joining us for another episode of Our Fair City. This is executive producer Jeffrey Gardner, continuing to bring you the good word about the HeartLife Corporation. If you're enjoying our audio drama and want to dive deeper into the world of Heartlife, I recommend heading over to ourfaircity.com. We've got a whole lot of great extra content over there, including several fantastic webcomics. We've just finished up the second run of The Department by David Reinstrom, Robin Simmons, and Dan Tincher, and are currently releasing Stormhawk, Out in the Cold by Tyne Lowe and Jim McDaniel, which continues the story of Cumulus Jane and the Lightning Riggers trying to make a life for themselves out on the tundra. If you like what we do and want to help support the show, head over to iTunes and leave us a rating and review. Share a link to this episode on Facebook or Twitter, or if you'd like to support the show financially, head over to ourfaircity.com, where you can donate your discretionary credits to help Heartlife continue to make great audio art. And really, thank you every one of you for your continued support of the show. It really means the world to us. Stay tuned in 2 weeks for the thrilling conclusion of the first half of Season 6, and as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.